Welcome to morning prayer and worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. It is the seventh Thursday in the season of Easter in the church calendar, coming up upon the day of Pentecost, this Sunday. We're going to sing, we'll pray, we'll read the Psalms of a scripture lesson. We'll have a time of guided prayer. If you do have a prayer request, go to venmoremusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. And would you consider giving to morning prayer? You can find ways to do that in the description, also at venmoremusic.com. Would you sow into what the Lord is doing here? Thank you. I am grateful. You are faithful to us. I am grateful. And you are faithful to us. Give me joy, give me peace, give me hope, give me release from all my shame. You showed a way I couldn't see, you put your spirit inside me, and I can't explain. I am grateful. You are faithful to us. My heart was hard and on display, full of excuses turned away. But you were near. If I'm confused, if I'm deceived, if I'm afraid or can't believe, you're still here, and I am grateful. You are faithful to us. All your promises, every word, changes everything, the joy, the hurts, so much more than I deserve. I am grateful. You are faithful to us. I am grateful. You are faithful to us. We remember all you've done, Lord, all your faithfulness through years and years, and it makes us grateful. Most merciful God, We confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. If I'm confused, if I'm deceived, if I'm afraid or can't believe, you're still here, and I am grateful. You are faithful to us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Remember, remember, remember his faithfulness.
Psalm today, Psalm 105, 1 through 22. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and the judgments he pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Abraham, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the promise he made for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion you will inherit. When they were but few in number, few indeed, and strangers in it, they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. He allowed no one to oppress them. For their sake he rebuked kings. Do not touch my anointed ones, do my prophets no harm. He called down famine on the land and destroyed all their supplies of food. And he sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with shackles, his neck was put in irons, till what he foretold came to pass, till the word of the Lord proved him true. The king sent and released him. The ruler of people set him free. He made him master of his household, ruler over all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he pleased and teach his elders wisdom.
We remember your wonders, Lord, your miracles, miracles on miracles. And we remember your everyday faithfulness, just your presence all around us. No matter what's happening, you're here. And we sing glory to the Father and to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. 1,000 generations of your faithfulness, we are grateful.
Our scripture lesson today is Hebrews 7, 18 through 27. We're continuing in this great book of the New Testament. The former regulation is set aside because it was weak and useless, for the law made nothing perfect. And a better hope is introduced by which we draw near to God. And it was not without an oath. Others became priests without any oath, but he became a priest with an oath when God said to him, "The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever." Because of this oath, Jesus has become the guarantor of a better covenant. Now, there have been many of those priests since death prevented them from continuing in office. But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Such a high priest truly meets our needs, one who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. He sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself.
Oh, you laid your life down for us. You laid your life down for us. You sacrificed. You paid for our sin. We are blameless because of you. You intercede for us. You speak on our behalf. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. The Word, the Lord, thanks be to God, thanks be to God, amen.
Let's declare what we believe with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again. Judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let's pray as our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
May it be so, your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. May it be so, your kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom in me as it is in heaven. Amen.
Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively. O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Do not leave us comfortless, but send us your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to that place where our Savior Christ has gone before. who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen.
And I am grateful. You are faithful to us, Lord Jesus.
Lead us in a time of guided prayer. Pray specifically for those in your life. Say their names out loud before the throne of grace. He intercedes for us. Begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, whatever it is, lay it before Jesus. Families, our immediate families, our extended families, the people that God brought you into this world through and with. Acquaintances, co-workers, whoever the Lord lays on your hearts, enemies. Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. Bless those who curse us. Changes them, it changes us, it changes the circumstance. Lord, I pray against all the disparity, the inequality in this world, not just in a particular country, but God, it seems like the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, God. I just pray, Lord, that you would help that system, that you would work, Lord, and bring justice where there is no justice. There wouldn't be such disparity, that those that have so much see themselves as other than their brothers and sisters who do not have much at all. I ask you for this, Lord. May it be so. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, where there is no lack, where there is no greed, where some don't hoard at the expense of others, God. Oh, may it come to pass, may it be so, may we bring it about as your people, God. In the name of Jesus, amen. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray together again soon. May we be grateful as he is ever faithful. Amen.